Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. My wife is a planner. She likes to have things go a certain way, and she seems to get very frustrated when they don't go the way she's planned them. And when she gets into traffic or delays happen, she gets very aggravated with things. And for me, I'm a little bit better at going with the flow, but I still get my share of frustrations. And it happened to me the other day. I was on my bike. I got a flat tire. I was 2 miles from my house. It was just far enough to be a fairly long walk back, but not far enough to be any kind of decent workout. And I had a limited window to ride. I didn't have a tube with me, which I normally carry, and for some reason I didn't have it. So I just got very frustrated over it. And when I got home, my same wife, who tells me all the time, who gets frustrated in traffic, said, "You know, I understand how frustrated you are, but maybe you weren't supposed to be on the bike at that time. Or maybe you weren't supposed to be further south in the direction you were going. And maybe that actually prevented something bad from happening to you. You just don't know." Right? You see people that have situations where, you know, a horrible car accident happened and they got delayed a little bit leaving the house, and they think, wow, if I had been a minute ahead, I may have been in the midst of that accident. Maybe something horrible could have happened. Right? But you'll never know. And that's the thing. But there are other circumstances where you could know. Let's say it's a job situation where you have a boss that you're not getting along with that ultimately forces you to leave, and then you end up getting into a whole nother career that's much better suited to you that never would have happened had that boss not come in, right? That happened to me years ago. Or, you know, you're in a relationship with someone and that relationship comes to an end against your will. You don't want it to come to an end, but it just does. And because that happens, you meet your soulmate. And had you been in that relationship, that opportunity never would have presented itself. So the point here is that you can never see the entire picture. We don't know. We don't have the benefit of perspective. Sometimes we have it afterwards, but sometimes we never have it at all. So I guess the point here is just to be open to what happens in life. Try not to micromanage your life from the standpoint of trying to figure out where you want to be and when. And maybe if we were just a little bit open, more open to what happens and we got a little bit less frustrated over things when they didn't go our way, we'd probably end up being a little bit happier as a result of it. So it's just a thought. It's a fairly simple thought, but just realize that you don't have the perspective. And I'm convinced that things typically happen for a reason. And sometimes it's better to just go with the flow and realize that you may not be able to understand why the situation is happening that you're in, but somewhere down the road, it may actually be in your best interest. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for more episodes of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for the rest of this week and this weekend, just want you to think about life. You can't plan everything out. You don't control a lot. You can direct it, but you can't control it. Be okay with what is and realize that there is no way you can see the big picture or the entire picture. And maybe, just maybe, what's happening to you that you're deeming as negative could be the best thing that ever happened to you, could save your life, or could actually change the trajectory of your life.